ABC Radio Australia.
Tongans calling for child protection reforms following the arrest of former missionary James Purdy, charged with sexually abusing minors in the kingdom. Mr. Purdy was meant to face a Tongan court on sex abuse charges back in 2023, but fled the country before his trial date. Now, as Whenua Whenua reports, the arrest has caught headlines in Tonga and opened up discussion on the wider problem of child abuse.
A West Valley man is being federally charged for reportedly years-long sexual abuse of children in Tonga.
The arrest of 28-year-old James Purdy is a long time coming for the family of one of the alleged victims, who was only 8 at the time of an alleged sexual assault. Mr. Purdy was arrested by Tongan police in October 2022 after an 8-year-old schoolboy disclosed that Purdy had sexually assaulted him during a tutoring session. In a written statement to Pacific Beat, the family who asked to be kept anonymous expressed relief at the arrest of a man they say has left them scarred.
Although these events occurred in 2022, the trauma remains deeply present in our lives, particularly for my young nephew. As a family, we've done our best to heal and move forward, but the emotional scars are lasting.
Court documents allege Purdy recorded minors in his apartment bathroom without their knowledge. This was based on 175 images found on his laptop that were seized in various apartments across Tonga.
Reading through the actual case file of Purdy was just so disturbing, I cried.
The revelation has shocked Tongans, including that of youth leader Elizabeth Kite, who heads the local NGO Take the Lead. She says there's greater outrage at the fact that Purdy had been freed on bail and escaped the country on a forged passport with the help of two locals who have since been jailed.
Especially considering that Purdy continued his abuse while on bail, despite multiple formal requests from Purdy to leave Tonga, there appeared to be no meaningful effort to monitor him closely or prevent his escape. That's really disappointing to me. What disturbs me most is that he was actively assisted and supported by locals, people who we see around Tonga every day. And, you know, for me, I have no doubt that they were aware of his crimes against our children. And that is just beyond disgraceful.
Offa Gutenbel Liki-Liki, director of the Women and Children Crisis Centre in Tonga, is equally outraged. She accuses Tonga's prison system of being weak.
Well, we've got very weak internal security protocols, and that's across the board from the police to the prisons. We've had child sexual abuse cases where the perpetrator has been found guilty, put away in prison, and then turn up at the survivor's house because the prison wardens have taken him there because he says he wants to apologise.
Pacific Beat has reached out to the Tongan Police Department and Tonga prisons for comment, but have not received a response. Miss Gutenbel Liki-Liki says she's seeing more and more child abuse cases, and the news of Purdy's crime has spotlighted the problem.
To hear that such a case has happened in Tonga, but truth be told, this has been going on even with our own people in Tonga. You know, this person is a foreigner who's come outside, but the fact is it's happening in Tonga as well.
The Tongan government is currently reviewing a draft Tongan National Child Protection Policy that was originally proposed in 2022 to implement greater protections for children. The review has been ongoing for the last 3 years with no concrete action. And Ms. Gutenbel Liki-Liki says the policy is urgently needed.
We have been lobbying and advocating. The Women and Children Crisis Centre is part of the National Committee on the Tonga National Child Protection Policy. We started the conversations around it 2 years ago. It was already submitted to Cabinet last year. It was delayed, postponed. And we still haven't had Cabinet endorse this policy. If you go sit in our courts, you'll see that the number of child abuse cases just increase from year to year.
Offa Gutenbel Liki-Liki, director of the Women and Children's Crisis Centre in Tonga, speaking there. And Pacific Beat has reached out to the Tongan government for comment, but has not yet received a response.